It's time for Rhema for Today.
God's Word works. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, now, Caleb and Joshua said something different. What did they say? Well, read Numbers 13:30. Caleb said, I want you to notice the word said. Remember, Jesus said, whosoever shall say, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Remember the woman of the issue of blood, for she said, Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. The 10 spies said, we can't take the land. Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess it. Talking about the land. Let's go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able to overcome it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So let's stay scriptural and examine three witnesses that substantiates this same principle of faith that we're talking about that Jesus gave us there in Mark 11:23. Well, first of all, of course, here the woman is with the issue of blood. She's one example of that. We look briefly to the 13th chapter of Numbers and the 14th chapter of Numbers about these 12 spies that were sent into Canaan's land to spy out the land. Israel had come out of Egypt. They'd come up to a place called Kadesh Barnea, and they sent those 12 spies in. The Bible said, as you sum it up, and I'd encourage you to read that whole 13th and 14th chapter of Numbers and get all of it, but the 10 of them brought back an evil report. Yeah, it is a land all right, flowing with milk and honey, and drink of the water of the rains of heaven. They brought back some of the giant cluster of grape, the pomegranate, the fruit of the land, but there are giants in the land. And they talk about the Canaanites and the Amorites and all kind of ites. And we've got a lot of those ites around today, you know. Amen. Doubtites and fearites and maybe ites and could be so ites and every kind of ite. And they'll just rob you of the blessings of God. Amen. And so they said there are giants in the land. And in our own eyes, we are as grasshoppers in their sight. We can't take the land. Now, they said, we can't do it. Now, remember the great inevitable principle and law of faith that Jesus stated there in Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever his neighbor says. No. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever his pastor says. No. He'll have whatsoever he saith. It's not what the other fellow said that's going to affect you. It's what you said. It's not what the other fellow said that defeated you. It's what you said. Don't lay it on the other fellow. And I say it. I've said it for years. I'm going to keep on saying it. I've said it for nearly half a century. So I'm going to keep on saying it. If you're not satisfied with what you have, then quit believing and saying what you've been believing and saying, because you're the one that created it. He'll have whatsoever he saith. He'll have whatsoever he saith. What did this woman get? What came to pass in her life? What she said. What materialized in her life? What she said. What is it you want to materialize in your life? Well, it will materialize whatever you said, whether it's negative or on the positive side. The 10 said, we can't take the land. That's what they got. Israel accepted the majority report. When they accepted the majority report, now think about it. These are the people of God. These are not heathens. They're the only people in the earth that has revelation from God. They're God's own people. And they missed it. by believing the wrong thing and saying the wrong thing. That's not the last people that's ever done that of God either. And so they accepted the majority report. By accepting the majority report, that was tantamount to them saying, we can't take the land. They got exactly what they said. They didn't take it. They wandered right there in the wilderness for 40 years till all the older men from 20 years of age and upward died off except two of them. Two of them had said something different. Oh, praise God. I don't know about you, but I just get happier preaching about this and teaching about this than anything I ever preached or taught in my life. I can get happier about this, preaching and teaching about this, than I can preach and teaching about heaven. I know more about this than I do heaven. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'll get a bit happy about heaven when I get there. Amen. Because this is the revelation I got from the Bible. 40-some-odd years ago on the bed of sickness, you know, with my back to the wall, I had to die. But this is what brought me out. This is what brought me off of the bed. This is what brought healing to me. This is what made a success. Glory to God. You look around, everything we've got here on these grounds is a result of these scriptures right here. This principle that I'm telling you. Amen. Absolutely the truth. God's word works. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, now, Caleb and Joshua said something different. What did they say? Well, read Numbers 13:30. Caleb said, I want you to notice the word said. Remember, Jesus said, whosoever shall say, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Remember the woman of the issue of blood, for she said, Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. The 10 spies said, we can't take the land. Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess it. Talking about the land. Let's go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able to overcome it. Oh, I like a man of faith, don't you? He's a man after my own heart. Praise God, after they got over there in the promised land, when he is 85 years old, he said to Joshua, Joshua became the leader, and he went to Joshua and said, give me this mountain. First thing Joshua said, now he's just testing him out. He's not trying to put unbelief in him. He just wants to hear him make the right confession. Hallelujah. You see, Joshua said, there are giants, the Anakims. See, we read there about Anak, the giants there, when we read the whole story. And so they're in that mountain. That's their stronghold. That's their, those giants. Are you able to take the land, take the mountain? At 85. Think about that. At 85. Old Caleb said, I'm well able to take the mountain. I'm 85 years old. My eyesight's not dim. My natural strength's not abated. Hallelujah. Just as good a man as I was 40 years ago. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we've sold ourselves short. We just thought things had to be that way. Slip back in the natural. Go to walking like natural men, thinking like natural people think. Are you listening to me? Amen. Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. What did Joshua say? Numbers 14:9. Joshua said, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Caleb said, we are well able to overcome it. The reason Joshua said is because the Lord's with us. Well, is he with us? Thank God he is. He's not only with us, he's in us. We've even got it on them. They just had the Lord with them. And the Lord for them. He's not only for us, he's not only with us, but he's in us. Amen. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Well, that's two. Let's turn to one other. Mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Turn to the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Well, now here, let me fill you in without reading a lot of scripture. You know the story, I think. Israel is at war with the Philistines. And Israelites encamped here on one side of the valley, Philistines on the other. And here comes a giant by the name of Goliath and challenges the armies of Israel. You send a man out against me, and if I defeat him, you'll be our servants. If he defeats me, we'll be your servants. Now notice the 24th verse. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. When they saw that giant, Goliath, fled from him and were sore afraid. Now then, David, who was just a 17-year-old boy, teenager, his brothers were in the army of Israel, the armed forces. And so Jesse had sent David with some provisions for the boys that was in the service and to see how things are going. And so when David got there, he saw all of this. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up?" Sort of reminds you again about those 10 spies that saw the giants and said, "We're as grasshoppers in their sight."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
And then we have right here on the Rhema USA campus our annual Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. It is our 25th anniversary this year. It's going to be going on September 25th through the 27th, and you're not too late to register. In fact, we have a special early bird registration through August 22nd. So for $75, you can sign up. There's going to be wonderful services, luncheons, a Saturday social, breakout sessions, a candlelight service, a lot of fun. So join us, but try to register and get in on the early bird special, because after August 22nd, the price goes up to $95.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.